This is The Register, a weekly biography of some of the most noted African-American individuals from Oregon's history. I'm Zachary Stonks. Hattie Redmond was an early Black activist and one of the most prominent members of Oregon's women's suffrage movement in the 1910s. Harriet Hattie Crawford was born in St. Louis, Missouri in 1862. Soon after, the large Crawford family traveled overland to Oregon, where they settled in Hood River. By 1880, the family was living in Portland. At that time, Portland's Black population was small, but growing, with employment centered around the railroad economy. Most of the city's few hundred Black Portlanders lived near Union Station downtown. Hattie's father, Reuben, became a well-known local social activist, serving in the Portland Colored Immigration Society and the Republican Lincoln Club. Not much is known about Hattie's life in Portland between her arrival in 1880 and her 30s. In 1893, she married Emerson Redmond, a waiter at the prestigious Portland Hotel. Redmond herself worked in positions that were available to Black women at the time, as a housekeeper, a hairdresser, and finally as a janitor. In 1910, she began working as a janitor for the Oregon U.S. District Court. But Hattie Redmond had another side, which demonstrated her unrelenting pursuit of equality for African Americans and for women. Outside of her work hours, Redmond was a champion for social justice. She held a leadership role at the Colored YWCA, which was then one of Portland's most active Black social institutions, and a prominent landmark in the city for producing future leaders. Redmond served in a number of benevolent women's clubs, which raised funds for different charities and hosted lectures and events. The coordinating network of these clubs was the Oregon Colored Women's Council, and Redmond served as one of the group's officers. In 1912, Redmond embarked on an ambitious campaign for women's suffrage. She founded and became the first president of the Oregon Colored Women's Equal Suffrage Association. In that role, she lectured across the city's Black churches, educating the public about women's suffrage and urging support for the passage of a state equal suffrage proclamation. Because only Black men could vote, Redmond had to convince them that women were just as deserving of the ballot as Black men had been when their right to suffrage was affirmed in the 15th Amendment. Redmond and voting rights activists like her were successful. Oregon's Equal Suffrage Amendment passed later in 1912, and the 19th Amendment was passed nationally in 1920. Redmond cast her first vote in 1913. While important white Oregon suffragists like Abigail Scott Duniway and Ava Emery Dye were lauded for their efforts during their lifetimes, Hattie Redmond lived on in relative obscurity for the rest of her life. She continued to work as a janitor at the district court until 1939, and she died in 1952 at age 90. In recent years, her efforts have gained new recognition. Her headstone in Portland's Lone Fir Cemetery was replaced with a new one declaring her a, quote, Black American suffragist, end quote. And in 2018, Oregon State University renamed its Women's Studies Building the Hattie Redmond Women and Gender Center. The Register is a co-production of Oregon Black Pioneers and KMUN. Learn more at OregonBlackPioneers.org.